Our culture story this month looks at the battle between Microsoft and Sony. With both companies marketing their latest video game consoles, the battle for supremacy continues.
Christmas is supposed to be the season of peace, but that was certainly not the case in the video game industry last year. With both Sony's PlayStation 5 and Microsoft's Xbox Series X being released in time for the holidays, it represented the start of a new era of competition. If history is a guide, the PS5 should flatten its opponent like a slow-moving pedestrian in Grand Theft Auto. Sony, after all, has dominated the industry ever since 1994, when the original PlayStation destroyed Sega to become Nintendo's new nemesis. But will gamers feel it necessary to buy either of the new generation consoles? Neither Sony nor Microsoft is proposing something radically new. Disappointingly, despite all the recent hype about innovations such as virtual and augmented reality, we're still a long way from Ready Player One. Both companies are offering improvements in speed and resolution rather than new experiences, suggesting that the technology has reached a plateau for now. That might not matter if they had exciting new games to offer, but fans will have to wait a while for those too. Meanwhile, many believe that the entire industry is about to be permanently disrupted. Microsoft's best weapon in the game wars may not be the Xbox itself, but the Xbox Game Pass, the Netflix-like streaming service attached to it. For a monthly subscription, this gives you access to a massive library of games thanks to Microsoft's aggressive acquisition of content, such as Doom, publisher Bethesda, which it bought for $7.5 billion. At the same time, two new players are breaking into the business with their own game streaming services, Google and Amazon. So far, neither is troubling the industry giants, but it's early days. Ultimately, most people care far more about the games themselves than which device they play on, so it's probable that the service offering the best value for money will triumph. But that's a dangerous avenue for the industry. If Amazon and Google win by being cheaper than the others, as they generally do, will game developers still have the creative budgets they enjoy today? And will tomorrow's games be as good?